And there are a lot of things happening around the world, you know. And yet we have the comfort of the Lord that says, don't fear. We can trust in the Lord. And so we have a choice. We can trust in the Lord or not. Pretty simple choice. We have the promises of God. And then we have the other things that come at us. And God says, just choose. You don't have to do anything but choose. Don't have to get enough brownie points. Don't have to get enough good things to outweigh the bad things. We just have to choose Him. Reading in Isaiah this week, the Lord talked to them and He said, you know, if you have some faith, I can strengthen you, but I can't force you to have faith. My paraphrase, of course. But basically, that's just what He said. He said, I won't force you to trust me. I won't force you to be successful. But I'll help you with just a little bit. Jesus said, if you have the seed, the faith the size of a mustard seed, you'll say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. So what does that say? That says that if you've got just a little bit of faith and you say it, God takes care of it. And then we have to keep trusting. We have to keep pressing. We have to continue on. We have to put our trust in the Lord. Every day we put our trust in the Lord. Because if we don't, then we've got the enemy surrounds us, lurking, seeking who, how he may devour us. I was happy when the day started, happy as the day continued. Then I stepped out of the house to come over here, and I was happy because I saw Ray's truck sitting over there. He's been telling me he wants to get here. I've been telling him to get here. He asked me if we could stand another Vicky over here. I said, absolutely. We know how to handle Vickies around here. Well, maybe not. You know? Yeah, so we have three Vickies. Yeah. And then I opened my eyes in a worship song, and I see you folks here visiting. So happy to see you. I've been wondering. You said you were coming. You said, Mom said we're coming. And there you are. What joy. What peace. It's just good to be in a family of God. It's just good to know we are. I are. I am. I always will be now. A child of God. From my mother's womb, He chose me. His love called my name, and now His blood flows through my veins. What a joy that is. And it's just simple. And how do we know that? We just know that by faith, because He said so. You see, we come to the place where we decide who we're going to believe. What are we going to believe? I say to people, try it. You'll like it. when we say, you are so wonderful, you know. About a month ago or so, whenever it was, that chorus sort of grew up in my spirit. And it grew up in my spirit because I was getting ready to go to Springfield. And by the time I got there, it had blossomed into a song, and we just had a good time. Because you see, when you say, God, you're wonderful, you get a witness in your spirit, He feels the same way about you. You see, now the enemy comes to say, that's just emotion. Guess what? We like emotions, don't we? You know? Sometimes people think about just a good cry just feels good. Or laughing until your belly hurts, that just feels good, you know? It gets things going. It's just something that we need. That's why the joy of the Lord is my strength. And so, you know, you got to laugh at the devil. That's what God says, that He laughs at him. Sometimes you just got to laugh. What's funny? Nothing. I'm just laughing. You know, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And the question just simply becomes is will we trust? As the world grows colder and Satan grows bolder because he knows that his time is at hand, who are we going to trust? Most of us know that trusting in God is beneficial compared to not trusting in God. Now, we don't know that it's beneficial until we've done it, and then we find out that it works, and even though we still can't really totally explain it, it's good. It's just good to trust in the Lord. It's just good to set our heart and set our mind on Him. It's just good to turn from those things that are driving us crazy to God. The Bible just gave us a key to how to get to all of those things if you don't become as a little child. Little children will just turn to mom or dad. You know, sometimes even if you think about it, you know, the child in a child will cause them to turn to even a mom or dad that isn't trustworthy. And be convinced that they are, that they were, that they always will be. Because it's the idea of that. And so then what's so hard about just the idea of God? Who bears our burdens, who comforts us when we are burdened, who are you weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? You should never be discouraged. Go to Jesus, you'll find a solace there. No. We have a tendency when we hear those things, until we know those things, we have a tendency to reject those things. I don't know why. We just do. Because we have an enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so the idea, you know, I've had many people say, I wish I could trust God. Well, just go ahead. I really want to. Well, go ahead. It's not that easy. Why? I don't know. You know, I mean, it's like when you really think about it, you think, well, why couldn't I? It's as easy as pulling over and somebody's walking and you say, would you like a ride? Well, if they want a ride, they just get in. They don't stand there and say, well, I wish I could. Probably all of us have had that situation where you drove by somebody that was wanting a ride, and when you drove by, they saluted you because they were certain that you could give them a ride, but you didn't. I've also picked up somebody that was so abusive and so bad-mouthed because I was praising God that they asked to get out, and I let them out. My temptation was to let them out at about 50 miles an hour, but because I was talking about God, I just stopped and let them out. You know, we all have a little flesh. We all have those thoughts that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. As often as we can, we cast down those imaginations, we cast down those thoughts, and sometimes we repent of the actions that we take on those thoughts, but God is faithful if we'll just trust Him. Today is 15 years ago today, buildings were falling down in New York. I can remember turning, and I don't think we ever turned on the news, but I turned on the news and I said to Vicki something. Oh, is that right? Good. Anyway, I turned it on and I saw this little plane sticking in a building, and I thought it was a little plane sticking in a building, and I thought that's not a good pilot. And while I was watching, there was this blur and there was another plane sticking in a building. And then pretty soon I remember yelling to Vicky, that building's weaving. That building's wobbling. And then that building imploded. Now, how in the world could that happen? That's a terrible thing. Terrible thing. And the estimates of how many people could have been there were enormous. But for some reason, there weren't that many there. And although it's a tragedy that the number died that died and the number died rescuing them was, it was a fraction of what it could have been. And so we do have something to be thankful for. And there are testimonies and things of people who ended up not being there, and testimonies of people who got out of there, and people who helped other people, and how it was only God. And we've got those testimonies. But the truth of the matter is that the world has a tendency to brush off those testimonies for one reason or another. Well, then why did God help that person and didn't help this person? Well, we don't know that God didn't try to help that person and that person. We don't know that, but we do know the ones that he did help, and so we can rejoice in that, and we can declare that that is where I'll be waiting for, is the help of God. I blessed are they who put their trust in the Lord. That's just the way that it is. So that then we can look at any mountain and any problem and any circumstances, and we can say, God is my ever-present help in trouble. I'll put my trust in him. And sometimes we get a lot of opportunities to do that. And sometimes things are going pretty good and we don't need those opportunities so much. But even when we don't need them so much, it's good that we just come to worship him because he is so wonderful. That we begin our day remembering he's so wonderful. You see, those kind of things are reminders to us, and they do exalt God, and they magnify God, and they make God very, very happy, but more than anything, they build us up in our faith. Because, see, we need to be reminded. We need to remind ourselves. Scripture tells us, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Remembering, declaring, hey, I know God. If something does come up, you can handle it. Or I know God that you can handle this. Or whatever the case might be. You know, we can trust. We can trust. Mom can trust for her daughter. What a smile of peace you have. And you too. Isn't that wonderful? See, God does that for us. These are the things that we should dwell on. These are the things that we place our hope in. These are those things. This last week, after when we went out to the hills, we got there and did one of my favorite things. We played a game. I'm not really a game. I like the game of life, but I don't really care for this. But, you know, I'm with my family, and so they want to play this game, and the game was called Zombie Flux. Now, I understand that there are a gazillion Flux card games. This one happened to be Zombie Flux. And what it does is it's a game where the rules change according to the card that you lay down. And so you can have goals, and it's just nonsense. The only good thing about it is that at least the rules are in front of you so you can read them and somebody can know them. And it's just, but I thought about, you know, the fact that this is how the world is without God. It's in a state of flux. And they want to change the rules according to how they feel about them. And unfortunately, sometimes that's how Christians want to do with God too. They want to change the rules according to how they feel about that. I don't like what the Bible says there, so I'm not going to follow that. But I want this because I like what this says, but I don't want that. And God sort of says, you need to decide. You know, either like me or you don't like me. It's like I met my wife and I didn't say, I like you, but change your hair color. I'm a smarter man than that. I just wanted her. She could have had a shaved head. I wanted her. And it still proves that I love her more because she didn't like me with a shaved head, but I love her. Just had to throw that out there. But if we've come to trust God, we do understand that we can stand and we can keep standing. And we understand that we have to keep standing. But we also understand that somehow when we're trying to keep standing, that he's sort of got his hands on each side of us, balancing us. You know, it's like teaching a child to ride a bicycle. I think about it. I put in many miles chasing bicycles. One hand on the back, saying, doing a good job, keep going, way to go, let go. They're pedaling along, and then all of a sudden, they turn around. Guess what happens when you turn around on a bicycle? Unless you've ridden for quite a while, clunk. And I'm pretty certain that every one of my children at one time or another said, I'm not going to get on that bike. And I said, yes, you are. You're going to get on that bike. I taught all my children also to drive a stick shift. And every one of them wanted to get out and quit. And got mad at me because the thing didn't work right, you know? But they all could drive a stick shift. And God says to us, look, you can walk by faith. You can be more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens you. You can. You really can. He encourages us. He says to us, don't give up. John said, look, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and he's just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from that unrighteousness. So don't give up. Don't give in. Just start to praise again. Just begin to praise God. For what? Because he is. You see, so many times people try a lot of things in life that they shouldn't try. Or they try a lot of things in life that maybe aren't necessarily all bad. They just try them even though they know nothing about them. But there's something about God that the enemy just runs to resist trying. Even when he says, look, just taste and see that the Lord is good. Have you ever tasted something and didn't like the first taste and then you acquired a taste for it? How many of us eat things now that we didn't eat when we were a child? You know? I mean, isn't it Rachel that decided she was really growing up because she ate broccoli? You know? She was 20. Before she decided that she liked it, you know, anything's good if you put the right stuff on top of it. And you actually come to the place where you can even eat it raw, even though I'm not sure what taste it really has. But we acquire those things, and so it takes that dedication. And so God knows that it takes dedication to walk in this. But the thing that we have to understand is that all the promises are true from day one. They're all ours right off the bat. That's why oftentimes people who just decide to trust God, just trust him for things they don't even understand, and God does amazing things. It's only after they confuse it by their own thinking that later they quit trusting. But right off the bat, you know, they say, okay, it says this. Let's do this. In my walk with God, he had me doing things that I didn't even understand, but he presented the opportunity. Sometimes it didn't seem like such an opportunity, but presented the problem, and the only way to overcome it would be by going ahead and trusting him. Okay, I guess, you know, I wouldn't be facing this if you weren't able to take care of it. And so we continue on that way. What we have to be careful of is that we don't quit continuing. This week, people were talking about being concerned that we've gone back to a pre-9/11 mindset. In other words, no longer really paying much attention to what we should have been paying attention to then, which ultimately ended up in the tragedy. The people have just kind of relaxed their thinking. Now, nobody who was directly affected by it has relaxed their thinking. But I've seen so many Christians who were running a good race and then sat down. They forgot what's ahead. They forgot the promises. Maybe things got so good they didn't need the promises. Maybe things got so bad they didn't trust the promises. For whatever reason, so often, so you see people that just sit down and maybe think that they're far enough. They should read Pilgrim's Progress then, because Pilgrim's Progress talks about that bench of lethargy, or that place of far enough, or that place of, well, I'm just too tired. Well, you know, God gives us strength. And whenever we call upon Him for strength, He gives us a strength, and we're reminded that He strengthens us. He gives me strength. He always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus, who always leads us into victory, who always does these things. But will we trust? And will we keep trusting? You see, we live in a world that needs to see the benefits of trusting in God. And needs to see that His way is the best way, and His way is just the thing. And with that, living in a world that needs that, we have God watching over His Word more and more to conform that, because He wants to show Himself mighty and show Himself gracious and show Himself to be more than enough. And so that if He's more than enough in our life, then guess what? We have more than enough in our life. And so then we, because we have been comforted by it, we become comforters. I know there's fear. I know there's trials. I know there's all of that. But I know the One who can overcome it as well. And I know that the One who has helped me overcome what He's helped me overcome so far in my life will help me overcome whatever's coming next in my life, so that I don't have to be afraid of it. The joy that I receive, and that we all receive, from seeing people walk in victory is amazing. You know, I do. I love going to the jail, and I love going to the prison. And I absolutely know that not every story is a victory story. But I don't even think about the ones that aren't a victory. I rejoice in the ones that are. Because every one that is going to lead to another, and another, and another that is. Because there's always hope in Christ. There's always that confidence. When the world is saying there's no hope, Jesus says, oh, I love to just make the world look foolish. I just love it when the world thinks it's so smart, and then they see me outsmart them. Not because He's vindictive, but because it's good for us. You know how many failures the Wright brothers had before they flew? I don't. Do you know how far they flew the first flight? Not very far. But they were so excited that they flew. And they said, this ain't nothing. Wait till you see. And people thought, you're crazy. Boy, oh boy. Do they fly now? Now I hear people talking about, man, the planes are so old. And, you know, I wouldn't fly in those things. They're so old. They keep flying. They keep maintaining them. They keep going. Because they were built to last. Refrigerators used to be built to last. Water softeners used to be built to last. Yep. Now they make riding lawnmowers that are built to last about 2 years, which gives John a great deal of pleasure because he picks up and makes them work. But you know, it's true. It's just crazy. God built us to last forever. And he gave us every key to maintenance that we could ever need. But all that maintenance is really in one thing: will we trust? Blessed are they who put their trust in the Lord. For they will have mercy surround them. And the grace of God and the love of God, which is greater than anything we really can understand, but everybody can receive it. And it's so great that we may never comprehend it, but oh, it's good to get into it. It's good to just enjoy it. Just enjoy His presence. And to understand that joy that we feel in His presence is not just a momentary joy, but it's a joy that's always there. There's always that room that we can step into. I love that Beach Boys song that says, there's a place where I can go and tell my secrets to in my room. Now, me, I turn that into a worship song. Because in my Father's house, there are many mansions, there are many rooms. If it weren't so, He wouldn't have told us that He was going to prepare a place for us. And now the kingdom of heaven is in you, so that place is there. I just go to my room. Best thing I can do a lot of times, just go to my room. Because my room is a corrective place. Because in my room, it's just me and Jesus. And then I have a choice, His way or my way. I can just go to that room. I can just go to that place with God. You see, we all have that place with God, and until we discover that we have that place with God, our place is still there. Still ready for it. Nobody else can take our place. Somehow or another, God manages. He is so capable and so amazing that every day He looks and He sees all the empty spaces. He just has a special love for those empty places because He just wants to see us in our place with God. Oh, that we would just take our place with God. And then just remember that it's our place. This is my place. This is my place with God. And everybody has their place with God, and I think my place with God is the very best place I've ever been, but I'm certain that their place with God is a better place for them. But that place with God is such an amazing thing, and all we got to do is trust Him. Trust Him to keep us. Trust Him to lead us. Trust Him to strengthen us. Trust Him. 32 years ago, I said, God, never let me go back. Well, I've had a lot of opportunities to go back. I just didn't take them. I think I probably had days where I didn't move forward much. I'm sad about those. But I don't have them written down. And I'm not going to study them. But I'm finding I'm finding that there's a place right now going on with God that is like a turbo booster. It's like one of those very fast trains. It's like a get on. Will you trust me? And boy, oh boy, I'm telling you, that those people that have just started trusting God, or those people that decide to start trusting God, they're going to be on that fast train, boom, like that. Man, it's going to be so good, and it's going to be so wonderful, and I'll just be happy to hear how God did this, God did that. We can be that. Will we trust Him? Will you just trust Him? Just trust Him. Because that's all it takes. To be sensitive to His leading. When we were out in the hills, I had to go and do the run to pick up the stuff, because everybody was coming out for dinner, and probably everybody was coming out for dinner because my wife loves me and she didn't make me go out to eat. You know, I don't really enjoy going out to eat. I don't mind the drive-thru at McDonald's or Burger King, you know. But I'm not, and I'll be honest with you, part of it is because it just costs way too much money for what you get, and I'm just not really into that, but, you know. So anyway, I went to get the stuff, and so everything that I picked up, you know, I mean, it was like, I really did. I was thinking, man, last time I was out here, we had to go out to eat, and it cost me four times as much. And I'm like, ooh, this is a good deal, you know. And while I'm checking out, there's this an older lady with oxygen on, and either a son or a grandson, and I see that their cart, it doesn't have a lot in it, but everything that's in it is just pretty much necessities, you know. And I just heard the Lord say, well, just get that. And so I waited until they were all done, and he went to grab his billfold, and I had my card ready. I said, can I just get that? This little old lady said, why is he doing that? Well, why are you doing that? I said, just because God loves you, and He wanted me to do that for you. Oh, isn't that nice? I said, yeah, you know what? I'm so thankful that I was here at this particular time. I'm so thankful that God gave me this opportunity. Yeah, I agree. You know, this is nice. And later I was thinking about it, and I thought, you know, I bought their groceries, our groceries, fed our family, and helped them out. It still didn't cost me as much as going to the restaurant. Is God good or what? But if it would have been 10 times as much, it would have been good. You know? Because through being sensitive to God's leading and desiring to be led, and by trusting in God, you know, it makes us fearless, and it makes us victorious, and it makes us certain of God's ability. And that's all we need to be, is certain of God's ability. That's all we need in life, is to be certain of God's ability. So, will we trust Him? Father, we're grateful. There's a reason, Jesus, that You said, blessed are You, because it's been given You to understand. If we understand even a little bit how much You are for us and how faithful You are, and that if we will just trust You, we will behold the glory of God. If we're just willing to just say, why not? The places You will take us. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.